Hey everybody, Ryan Krause here with an update about the show. As many of you know, true crime has become a genre more so geared toward dramatic sensationalism than intellectual offerings these days, which means that a podcast like mine temporarily takes a hit when cases involving people like Brian Koberger or Alex Murdoch arise. And I understand, I'm not the easy money, I'm the hard road leading uphill. Unfortunately, these temporary drops in audience size are enough to be noticeable to advertisers, and not surprisingly, the combination of the aforementioned two cases going full steam at the same time has resulted in losing the rest of my sponsorships. Due to this circumstance, I'm unable to make any public or free episodes moving forward, such as the ones you would find on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If I get more advertisers, I can return, but unless that happens, this is the end of the road for the public episodes. Many people have contacted me to say how much they'll miss the show and that they listen to it all the time, but the truth is that, despite thousands still listening each week, I can't compete against lowbrow sensationalism with any type of consistency and won't stand in front of it while it runs me over. So to cater to the better part of the audience that still wants to listen, I'm going to offer an option after this ad break for my last remaining ad. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Becoming familiar with yourself is an ongoing, lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. And therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and comprehension of your identity, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we're driven to do what we do beyond an intuitive level until we express ourselves by talking through things. With that in mind, BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery, no matter where you are in life. Therapy, among many other benefits, is helpful for learning positive coping skills or how to set boundaries. It also empowers you to find the best version of yourself. Of course, therapy isn't just utilized to assist those who've experienced major trauma. From professional concerns to domestic issues, we all have problems that might benefit by indulging therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy or just seeking more information, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, allowing it to be convenient, flexible, and tailored to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/CCMM today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CCMM. Okay, so moving forward, I will be publishing Cold Case Murder Mysteries episodes exclusively on Patreon. Again, if I get more advertisers, I can come back, but I seriously doubt that's going to happen because the sensationalism isn't suddenly going to disappear. It will only get worse. If you'd like to listen, just go to Patreon, search for the Cold Case Murder Mysteries page, and sign up for a monthly donation. I'm not going to charge a specific price. Yes, I've taken a huge hit with the loss of my advertisers, but I want to make this option as accessible to listeners as possible. Whatever you can afford or want to pledge is fine. The first Patreon episode will be released next week. I'll update regarding the specific day. Of course, I've had a rough few years stretching back before the start of the COVID pandemic, and during that time, I've watched a few really horrible people take opportunities from me in situations where I earned them 10 times over. It's been difficult, to say the least, but I'm trying to hit the reset button on some of my creative endeavors now. I would like to travel and immerse myself in other cultures while getting paid enough to survive and forming a new base for my creative work. So, my plan moving ahead is to get a teaching job in Japan, obviously teaching English. As with anything, there are roadblocks on the way to that goal, but it's the type of thing where being an intellectual won't be a hindrance to my plight. In true crime, I get punished nonstop for being smart and innovative, and I've had enough. There are other things I can talk about, lots of them, and so I need to get to a place where my intellect intersects with popular culture. I know that place exists. I will definitely find it. In the meantime, sign up on Patreon if you want to hear more episodes of Cold Case Murder Mysteries. Thank you for your continued support.